Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. You got to believe that. He will. He will.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
What is this?
Amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father, which is in heaven, and to his darling son, Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And to that blessed Holy Spirit, which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all manners spiritually. Amen. Here it is once more and again, live at the studios in Alexandria, KAYT 88.1 FM. Yours truly would like to invite you to come out and fellowship with us every Sunday morning at our 9 o'clock worship at New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located on 1623 McHenry, MCENERY Avenue. Amen. Give God some praise, because truly he is worthy of all the praise. Now, as we all know, we are approaching the 4th of July weekend. And it raised a question, because was having a conversation with someone, and I was asking, well, what are your plans for the 4th of July weekend? And their reply was, nothing. I say, nothing? They say, yes, because I don't celebrate the 4th of July weekend. And I said, oh, okay. And, you know, I pondered that for a minute, and then a thought came into my mind, and it said that if you don't celebrate the 4th of July weekend, you don't celebrate certain holidays, why do you receive the benefits of those holidays? Because if you don't celebrate the 4th of July holiday, I don't know nobody that's going to go to their employer and tell the employer, because I don't celebrate this holiday, I'm not going to be off that day. I'm going to work. Or if they had to work and they received premium time, time and a half, or double time, whatever type of pay that they received, they're not going to go to their employer and say, I'm going to work for straight pay and not receive any extra pay. But then you want to receive the benefits of this holiday. So I'm just going to leave that right there as food for thought. Amen. Because there's so many people that don't want to celebrate particular holidays or acknowledge them as a holiday, but they receive the benefits of it. And if you care to discuss that any further, you can reach me at 318-416-2130. That's 318-416-2130. Now, I would like to share with you a word from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 10 and 11. Where it simply says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yeah. I will help thee, yeah. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Amen. The Bible, it starts out, this particular verse starts out by saying, fear thou not. And you know, I've learned a long time ago, the only type of fear that a person should have is the fear of God. That should be the greatest fear that we have. Because if we are not receiving the abundance of God's blessing, then we're selling ourselves short. So that's why we should fear God and keep his commandments, because God has something in store for us. And then he says, "For I am with thee." I know you've all heard that particular verse where it says, "He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you." And then remember when Jesus sent the 12 disciples out to go into the land and the highways and the byways and baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He said, "Lo, I'll be with you always." So have no doubt and have no fear, because God is with you always. And then he said, "Be not dismayed, be not discouraged, be not confounded, don't have no doubt, because I am God." Amen. And not only is he God, he is your God. Praise God Almighty. And then he said, "I will strengthen thee." And you've all heard it said that his strength will be made perfect in our hour of weakness. And he will strengthen us in our weakened condition. Not only that, he will build us up where we are torn down. Praise God Almighty. And then he said, "I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Behold, all that they were incensed, meaning that all your enemies. Did he not say in the 23rd Psalm that he will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies? Amen. Did you, Yolanda Adams best said it in the song when she said, "The battle is not yours, but the Lord." Because God will fight all your battles, and he will make your enemies ashamed and confound them, and they don't know which way to go or which way to turn. People are going to always come at you and going to always talk about you. So, my brothers and sisters, the promises God gives his people here is extremely powerful and incredibly encouraging. Amen? If we apply this promise to our own lives, we can take heart that God has our back. You hear what I'm saying? Fear not. Don't worry about anything, because no matter what, God has your back. Amen. He's going to watch over you. He's going to protect you. He's going to keep you from hurt, harm, and danger. And remember, when we do go through things, it's only a testimony to let people know that God can bring, not only bring you through, but bring you out. Amen. Praise God Almighty. No matter, my brothers and sisters, no matter what our enemies have in store for us, believe it or not, if you serve the cause of Christ, you do have enemies. Because remember, the scripture says, "Be in the world, but not of the world." And when you're doing the best that you can to live your life for Christ, that means you're doing the best that you can to strive for perfection. Because Jesus was the only one that was perfect. So we strive for perfection, meaning that we are always striving to do things the right way. And as long as we're striving to do things the right way, people are going to always have a problem with you. And one of the most common response that they're going to make is, "He think he's somebody. He think he all that. He think he a bag of chips." But I stopped by to let you know that I am somebody in Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That's why I'm not worried about what people has to say. So I come to encourage you, don't worry about what people has to say. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because God has it all covered. Amen. He tells us not to fear or be anxious, because he holds us in his righteous right hand. We are protected by his power. We are protected by his might. Not only will he protect us, but he will punish those who come up against us. They will be shamed and dishonored and will eventually perish. They will come looking to fight us, but they will not find us, because God has taken care of the matter. Y'all don't hear me now? They will look to come against you, but they can't come against you. Remember when Jesus was taken captive. And the governor, he washed his hands. And he said, I find no fault in this man. But the people still came against him. But he still say, I find no fault in this man. So he would let them know that the demise of this man is not going to be on my hand. And I stopped by to let you know that as long as you're serving God to the best of your ability, as long as you live in a lifestyle that's pleasing and acceptable in his eyesight, don't worry about what man tried to do to you. Don't worry about how man tried to come up against you, because God has your back. He will protect you. And when they do come up against you, there's somebody going to say, man, y'all full of it, because ain't nothing wrong with that brother. Ain't nothing wrong with that sister. All that sister is doing the best that they can to live a lifestyle that is pleasing in the eyesight of God. Praise God Almighty. So my brothers and sisters, how can we not serve such an awesome God? I come to encourage you to let you know today, my brothers and sisters, that when someone has your back, you should cling to them with all their heart. So with that being said, we'll say, Lord, you are my strong tower and my defender. You have been faithful to vindicate me against all who come against me. I have seen those who sought to destroy me, shame and dishonor. So I know that you keep your promises. I can never fully thank you for protecting and keeping me. You have held me in your righteous right hand and have kept me safe. I will serve you all the days of my life. Let us give God some praise. Let us give God some glory. And let us give God all the honor. Because truly he is worthy. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. 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 And happy 4th of July. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. You ought to just give him glory right now. And say thank you, Lord, for God is a mighty God. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you the glory. Oh, Father God, we pray for everyone who's traveling along the dangerous highways this holiday season. And pray that you keep your arms of protection wrapped around them. Father God, we send a special petition of prayer for the ones, for the families who have been affected by the building that fell. Oh, Father God, we lift them up, and the ones who lost their lives, we pray for those families that you comfort them. Oh, Father God, we pray that you just touch and move in a mighty way. Father God, we come praying for the people in this land, asking that you continuously to have mercy upon them. And I thank you, oh, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being who you are. For I heard it said that if I had 1,000 tongues, I wouldn't be able to thank you enough. And, oh, Father God, I come, I give you praise. Oh, Father God, I come, I give you honor. Father God, for you've been just that good. You've been that kind of God. And thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and ask all these blessings and more. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Amen. I would like to invite you all to come and fellowship with us here in Alexandria at New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church and experience our worship experience every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and on Wednesday, Bible study at 6 p.m. Glory be to God.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Stay. Come on, give Deborah a hand as she comes. Jesus and me.
I feel so so happy, yes I will.
So happy
when I see his precious face.
Programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.